We believe in growth and continuous learning.
We believe in educating and sharing knowledge.
We believe the body is miraculous and is able to heal with the proper nutrition and support.
And we believe the right mindset is key to your success.
I'm Amanda Gowhiteley.
And I'm Kate McDowell. And this is Limitless Health.
Live well, naturally. Hello and welcome to this week's show. Today I wanted to get right into a story, and it is around someone that I was talking with last week, and he was telling me the story of a couple that he knows. They were planning this awesome trip to Europe, and they were excited to check out all the sites and even visit some family when they could. And it was a couple months later where he found out that they actually canceled the trip. And the reason they did that was because basically their health was not where it needed to be. They had mobility issues, and as far as doing the things they had intended to do, they would not be able to do because of mobility issues and health issues. And that brought up this topic as far as my own personal health journey and where I'm going, and wanting to share with everyone out there as far as basically the message that, for me, just thinking about the idea that if I couldn't do something that I love doing, or couldn't do something that I love doing with someone that I loved, that would be very heartbreaking to me. The first thing that comes to mind is playing soccer and not being able to do that, because that's not just the sport itself, it's the social component and the physical aspect of it, the health side of it, and being moving and doing all those things. And if I couldn't do that, how would that change my life? And the fact that I'm able to do that is because I'm taking steps now in keeping myself healthy and doing, making changes and creating habits to, when I'm getting to an older point like this couple, that I can still do the things that I love to do with the ones that I love. Because especially even if it's not something if it's not a certain thing that I'm doing that I love, but it's still with someone that I love, and not being able to do that would be, as I said, heartbreaking. So Kate, what do you think of that story?
It's so true. It would be devastating to not be able to do the things that you love to do. And I think that as a society, this is something that we see with our clients a lot of the times too. And we're very reactive, and that we don't look at things like, okay, what are the things that I could do now to make sure that 5 years, a year, 10 years down the road, that I'll be able to do the things I want to do. And if things aren't this like massive problem for us with our health, it's like, well, you know, I'm okay enough, and we just get by. And what we really want to do is start being more proactive and thinking like, what are the things that I could be doing now? And I get it that, you know, our lives are busy, and there's a lot of habit that can start to take place when you're trying to keep up with the family and the kids and the job. And if you have aging parents, and there's so many responsibilities and things that are placed on us, but health is such an important factor that's often kind of forgotten about, right? Until there's something huge or catastrophic that comes up, or a family member has some health emergency, and then suddenly we're like, holy crap, now I need to do something. But if we were to take a step back and start being a little bit more proactive, you wouldn't maybe get to that point where things are so bad that you have to cancel your vacation. I can't imagine. That would be horrible. Like, we love to travel. And if it was like you plan this trip and you're super excited about it, and then you realize that, oh, but I'm gonna have to be able to like walk through the airport to get on the plane, and I'm gonna have to be able to walk throughout the day while we're away, and realizing that you're not able to do that because your health is not where you'd like it to be, then what do you do? Like, maybe there's some things you can do last minute, but to prepare yourself for that and to focus on your health before you get to that point, I think is the better solution, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I've said this before on lives. I'm sure you probably have as well. And there's never a better time. Like in that case with that couple, that was not the time to start considering your health. That was not the time. Now was the time for someone like ourselves, anyone else who we all have something health-wise that we need to work on. And we always have a journey to, there's always a journey with health. You're never stopping. It's the same with learning. You always need to be growing and expanding. And as soon as you stop that, then that's it, right? You're pretty much, you've given up in my opinion. And so when it's easier to do, easier, however you want to take that, baby steps, start small, start adding in those habits, even just being hydrated. It's something so, so simple, and that can overall affect your health in a positive way and how your body functions and how you can function on a daily basis. It's just doing those little things. So it's not the you're climbing a mountain kind of journey. You're actually just climbing up maybe a slight incline.
Yeah. And something else that I think is interesting to think about too, like if we think about this couple that had to cancel their trip, a lot of the times we can look at that and think, oh, well, this is it. Like I'm stuck. There's nothing I can do. And there's kind of two directions that we need to look at situations like this. And this is something I talk about with my autoimmune journey and with all kinds of chronic health stuff as well, is that recognizing that, okay, what can I do? What are the things that I can do from today? I can't fix the past. I can't change the past. We will talk about the past in a second though too, but what are the things that I can do from today that can help me start to move forward in towards better health? And like Amanda said, it's going to be little steps along the way, but it's like, if you just stop, you're not going to get better. Things are going to get worse. I'm sorry. It's going to happen if you're not continually trying to pursue a little bit better every day in terms of health. And the looking back side of that is like, okay, so yes, we have this opportunity to take control and to decide what our future is going to look like in terms of what we put on our plate, what we surround ourselves with, the people we surround ourselves with, the conversations we get involved in, the toxins we are exposed to, all of these things we can make changes to that are going to help us move forward with our health from today. But we need to look back and also recognize that wherever you are right now, or any, especially when a health challenge comes up, what are the things that led to this? What are the things I was eating? What are the things I was surrounded by, exposed to? What are the conversations, again, that I was a part of? Like, what are the things in your life that have gotten you to where you are right now? And realizing that ultimately you had a part in that. We can blame outside circumstances. We can blame all kinds of things outside of ourselves, but ultimately, like, we had a part in everything that's happened to us up until this point. So we need to take control and take an active part in where we go from here, because you can get healthier. Like, pretty much, I'm not going to say 100%, but like a very large percentage of people, whatever health situation you're in right now, you can start getting healthier today and choose to do that moving forward. And so it's a good, like I said, proactive is the way that we want to focus on these things. And, you know, we don't want to get to the case where Amanda can't play soccer and we can't travel, and that would be devastating. But ultimately, it's up to you, right? This is something that we can take an active role and participation in.
I think one thing to mention with looking back at the past, and as far as the role you took personally, where you are now, it's just information. So it's best not to get stuck in the emotion of it and blame and shame, because that's not going to serve you in any way. Just take the information as a neutral, take it as neutral and use it to your advantage. Okay, I was doing these things in the past and it got me to where I am. It wasn't working for me in a way that I needed to get to wasn't getting me to a healthier place. So what of those things can I change what is the one thing of those things that I can change to start moving forward? And don't add in, because we have, like even myself, we all have emotional stuff that we have to deal with. So we don't want to add to that. And we don't want to have this awareness and bring that negative side to it. Just know that if you are here and listening to this, and maybe you're that in that situation where you know that you've done some things in the past, who hasn't? I have, my goodness, as far as the things I used to eat when I was younger. Just, again, just take that as data and know that you're on a journey, and it's a matter of what direction you're going to take next. Just take that into consideration.
Yeah, I mean, it's opportunity. If you can think about it that way too, you can put a positive spin on it. It's like, oh, okay, you know, the Pop-Tarts that I used to eat for breakfast every day. Again, it's not like beating yourself up for it, but it's like, those probably weren't the thing that was going to help move me towards health. So what is something different that I can eat for breakfast moving forward? Or what is, you know, the one thing that I can do to help myself move forward? I try and look at, when it comes to health, because I've been through some rocky crap and some tough patches, and everything is opportunity. It's like the choices that I make and the path that I choose to take from here, it's a choice. That's the biggest, most empowering part for me in my health journey, was recognizing that, like, I can choose something different. If I want a different future, if I want things to be different for me in the future, I can choose that. I can also choose to stay where I am, but I don't want to do that. And we don't have to do that. And recognizing that, like, it doesn't matter where you are. You don't have to be a multimillionaire, or you don't have to be, like, it doesn't matter who you are or where you are. You can always make choices to move in a healthier way or in a better place moving forward, right?
Yeah, I love that. I love the fact that should be very empowering for people. And I'm sure it is, just hearing that, knowing that whatever is going on in your life, you have the ability to choose and decide now that, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to make myself feel better. And it just, things are going to snowball from there. Once you make one decision, that's when momentum starts building, and you can, if you will, make that snowball bigger and bigger and bigger, and just see how the ripple effects happen for yourself. It's just amazing.
I think that's something super powerful that we help clients with as well, is the small changes over time. And, you know, we work with people in a program base where we see you every week. And a lot of the times, having accountability is something that can be really helpful for people too, especially if change is happening, because things are going to come up. Things are going to happen in your life. There's going to be stresses. You're going to go to the dentist, which can impact your health. Like, there's so many different things that happen in our lives on a daily basis. And having the accountability and the support every week is really helpful if you're looking to move forward. So yeah, I mean, this isn't something you have to do on your own. This is something that you need to be involved in it. Like, no one can do it for you. If you're looking to get healthier, no one can make the choices of what you put on your plate and the things you surround yourself with every day, but you don't have to do it alone at the same time, right? Like, a health coach, or, you know, a nutritionist, or like, we help with quantum nutrition testing. You can find people who will be a guide that help direct you along your path. But ultimately, you know, you need to participate, but you don't have to do it alone. So hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that part. Because that's a big part of where people can struggle. Because as you said, you're going to hit bumps along the way, and it's okay. It's a matter of what you do after you've hit it. What do you do next? Do you kind of go back into old habits, or you say, okay, it's not get down on yourself, just it happens? Or sometimes you're going to an event or a party or something, and you decide that I'm going to enjoy this cake or this glass of wine or whatever it is. And just know that that's a small percentage of your overall day to day. As long as you're doing most things right most of the time, then you're going to be still moving forward in the way that you want. And are, you mentioned we have a program specific because each person has, they come with their own set of baggage, if you will, their own set of toxins, their own set of exposures. And that's where having a program specific for you is always best, because then it's going to handle what you need at that moment. And then when we do check-ins, that's when we can kind of tweak and say, what does your body need this week? Because we're forever changing depending on what's going on. It's like, were you drinking enough water this week? Did you sleep? Sleep is such a huge thing that people deal with mm-hmm. as far as their health is concerned. And these all factor in. So I love that we can have that accountability, because that really can help people stay on track and keep moving forward. Hopefully this episode has brought some value to you today. And if you're enjoying listening to our podcast, please subscribe and continue to listen. We'd really appreciate the support. And I guess we'll catch you on the next episode. Take care, everybody. Live well, naturally.